There's not one of us, not one person on earth, not one of us in this room, not one of us watching this video who hasn't felt the sting of disappointment and rejection, the sting of unrealized dreams and unfulfilled hopes, and the bitter sting of feeling unwanted, unwelcome, rejected. I too have felt it, and it hurts bad. Being the baby in my family with siblings who were 8, 11, and 14 years older than me, they were less than thrilled when I would intrude on whatever it is they were doing and beg them to play a game with me. When I was constantly at his heels wanting to tag along with him and his buddies, my youngest brother would often tell me, "Quit being a pest." Well, I was only being a pest because I wanted to be part of the fun, to be part of the group, to belong. Isn't that why any of us seeks out the company of others? To feel included, to be part of things, to belong. Even my parents, my mom being a busy homemaker and very involved in the church, and my pastor dad always in demand by parishioners and busy preparing sermons and Bible studies, would often respond in exasperation to my request to go to the park or to play catch, saying, "Not now, Becky, not now." They could get away with calling me Becky. Then when I was a young teenager, I volunteered at a horse farm to be a groom. I'd sweep the stalls, muck the stalls, and sweep the barn and do various chores in exchange for riding lessons. I was a very hard worker, and I did a very fine job, but for some reason, the owner's wife didn't like me. I mean, really didn't like me. This came to a head one year at the Milwaukee Spring Horse Show when I was doing my very best to help her with something. And she turned and looked at me and very sarcastically said, "You're about as helpful as a rubber crutch in a polio ward." I didn't even know what that meant at the time. But the tone of her words very effectively conveyed the sting of her message, a message that I got loud and clear. You're not wanted. Rejected. Well, there are obviously far greater experiences of disappointment and rejection than these in life, but we all know how especially hurtful the rejections and disappointments of our childhood and formative years can be, even to the point of affecting us for the rest of our adult lives. Experiences of rejection, especially when inflicted by people who are important to us, leave scars on our souls, don't they? Well, Jesus Christ knows all about scars, for he bears in his body the scars of our rejection. Deep scars in his hands and feet and side, inflicted by human beings whom he loved, but who on Golgotha's tree were sending a message to him that was loud and clear. We don't want you. You're not welcome here. We hate you. We want you dead. And so we killed the Son of God by nailing him to a cross. Over 700 years before this, Isaiah 53:3 had prophesied that the Christ, the suffering servant of God, would be despised and rejected by men. John 1:11 says that he came to his own, but his own did not receive him. Matthew 23:37 records Jesus' grief over his people's rejection of him, saying, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing." And so rightly did Isaiah speak when he prophesied that the only begotten Son of God and only Savior of men would be a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Yes, Jesus knew firsthand the sting of disappointment, of rejection, of being unwelcome, unwanted, which is exactly what Derek and Margaret will face in today's segment of the movie, Journey to Jamah. Let's watch it now and see how their story of being unwanted unfolds. In the closing scene of today's segment of Journey to Jamah, Margaret saw a vision of that place of splendor and peace we call heaven, a place where all who believe in Jesus Christ are wanted, welcomed, accepted, loved. In his church and in his kingdom, all who believe in Jesus Christ belong to Jesus Christ, and all who belong to him belong to one another. This is your destiny, your inheritance, your birthright as a child of God in Christ. In Jesus' kingdom, there will be no dream unrealized, no hope unfulfilled, no blessing withheld, no pain of rejection, no suffering of loss, no shedding of tears, no parting of ways, no being stuck. Remember that as you continue on your journey to Jamah, your journey home to your family in the kingdom of God. In the meantime, you have a role to play, a job to do, a will of God to fulfill. As a Christian, you're built for forward, for putting the past with its disappointments and rejection behind you and pressing on to gain the prize of the high calling that Christ has given you. You have been welcomed, received, accepted, and approved by God for Jesus' sake. He desires your friendship and love, your companionship. You are pursued, and being with you is something God enjoys. And so now it's your job, your calling, to welcome, receive, accept, and serve and love others as he has first done you, so that by your living out the gospel in word and deed, they too might be led to become brothers and sisters in Christ and share in the same warm and loving welcome and acceptance that you yourself have received from God through your faith in Jesus Christ. We learned in the first session of this sermon series that you'll never get unstuck as long as you're stuck on yourself. So today and in the days ahead, see your life as God's way to intervene for good in the lives of others, not just in word, but in deed, to give them a sense of acceptance and belonging, a sense of being wanted and of being important to you and to God, and of being part of God's bigger plan in the world. Get unstuck from yourself by shifting your focus to Christ and from Christ to others. Look for someone whose need you can meet and whose prayer you can answer. Let your motto and your practice be, see a need, meet a need. As you turn to Christ in faith, you will never be rejected, but always welcomed, accepted, approved, loved. Now go and help someone who is feeling rejected and unwanted to get unstuck by showering them with the love of Christ in you, shining forth through you with his life-giving, hope-giving, and joy-giving love, never forgetting that you are who he says you are. Amen.